Okay. So I'm driving through the town of Mount Pleasant, and there's a sign on the road where there's a turning spot for another kind of not major road, might not be good enough, but a road that is well traveled. Okay, we'll put it that way. There's a sign that says, "Do not drive on shoulder." And this is for people who, you know, go on the shoulder to the right of someone because they're making a left-hand turn. And, you know, they're in too big of a hurry to stop for a minute, you know, because that's just fucking impossible in the state of Maryland. And it's funny because if you look at the shoulder right there, it's all fucking cracked and destroyed and shit from all the people driving on it to go around people there. And I'm sitting there, and we just did it. I mean, I didn't do it because I'm not a fucking ass like them. I am an asshole. I take that back, but I wasn't being for that moment. So anyways, we're driving, and I look, and there's everybody going on the shoulder and making the road worse, you know, slowly cracking it down. And literally, we would have had to stop for maybe 10 seconds. And the speed at which everyone went around this guy had to be far less than, you know, the speed limit. So everyone barely goes around this guy, you know, they go all slow ass and shit, just to avoid stopping. And if they had just stopped, they would have only been delayed by like 10 seconds. But instead, they would rather go around the guy at super slow speeds, further destroying the road, so that we'd have to pay for it later with our tax money. And then people would just bitch about it later and be like, "Oh, why are we paying to fix the roads? The roads shouldn't be all fucked up. They should be right the first time." Well, that would be true if you didn't fucking drive on them and fuck them up instead of just stopping for 10 seconds. That's all you had to do. That's all. Wasn't like a big fucking deal. It was just like, "Oh, look, if I put my brakes on and then go forward, problem solved." Nah, too difficult for people in Maryland. That's a comprehension skill above their levels. And you can tell that by their grade scores, I'm sure, and their children's too. And how impeccably impatient people in Maryland are. And I'll have another podcast shortly about another reason I hate Maryland. So, one second.